What's going on, everyone? I am so ready for this episode. It's been a while. Welcome back to Real Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Kiara, and I am this episode. Okay, so I know I haven't been here for I didn't post since July 9th. I ended up going away for a weekend. I kind of like didn't give a little warning about this, but I had youth camp for my church, and that is kind of what I'm going to be talking a little bit about today. But this is the last episode of season 2. And it has been a long journey already. This Thursday, I'll also be dropping another episode. We're getting a 2-for-1 special because it's going to be my 1-year anniversary of the podcast. And it's such a blessing. I'll be talking a little bit more about that on the episode, on that podcast. So I don't want to get too much into it, but I know I was away for a little bit, and it was just I needed some time to really process everything that happened at our youth camp and just everything that's been going on the last couple of weeks. I have been waking up for a few weeks now with just a heart full of gratitude. And this episode is titled When God Says Go. And I didn't want anybody to think that this was just the complete end of the podcast. But when God says go, step into another season, we're stepping into another season, we need to follow. And that's what I've been feeling for a while. I've been praying about it. I've been talking to God about it. And I just continuously have conversations where they're spirit-led. And God keeps bringing that up. And every single conversation is just stepping into a new season. And I'll be sharing a little bit more of my testimony in the new season with other things in my life. But right now, I feel like I'm in such a healthy place. Obviously, there's still room for growth and improvement, and God is still doing what he has to do. But when it came to this season, I was kind of asking God about it. I was like, you know, God, I don't know when. And then it honestly fell in the most perfect time to start a new season right when the anniversary of the podcast started. So, and it's crazy because we're now going into season 3 of the pod. And there's some things that, again, I don't want to talk about because I'll talk about it on the next, or the first episode of the next season. But anyways, we're going to be talking about that a little bit and how to walk in that and step into that today, because I believe that God is taking a lot of people into a new season of their life. Just simply with like all my friends in my circle right now, we're all kind of in a good way stepping into a new season. And I was just sharing this with a few of my friends this past week, how all of us are kind of in transitions. And it's really exciting because it's definitely a bittersweet feeling because it's kind of like a chapter of your life is coming to an end in a way, but also God is starting a new season, a new chapter in your life. And it's so exciting to look forward to, because if God has taken me this far, he'll take me even further. But for myself, I'm just kind of stepping out of a season of, I'm really in this waiting period of my life. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still walking in obedience. But I'm also kind of like, okay, God, when will this happen? When will the things that you said happen in my life? So I'm in this transition and wait, but the wait has been worth it, and the wait has been exciting because I've been able to learn and grow as an individual, as a woman of God. I've been able to just see literally God's hand in the last 6-7 months. And then just reflecting, I've been reflecting obviously because of the podcast, and you know, just thanking God how far he's taken me. And I was reflecting on the last year with this podcast, and just even in my life, how there was things that I was talking to God about and praying to God about that I didn't even notice certain things, but I was living in my answered prayers. And I feel like sometimes as Christians, we kind of forget to reflect on that and to really look at those things about ourselves and to give grace to ourselves, because sometimes we want to be somewhere, but God isn't allowing us to be there because he knows we're not ready for it, or he knows that there's still things that we need to work on to then receive those things, or possibly could be protection by God. So I was just really like looking at my life and just, again, like I said in the beginning, you know, really having a heart full of gratitude. And it's actually been so insane because I've been waking up and I'm just like, all I could say is thank you, God. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for taking me out of my mess. Thank you for taking me out of my suffering. You know, and I still have things that I want to accomplish and work in and do, but I know that God will take me there. And just seeing how my life has unfolded and the last year has unfolded is actually crazy. And I've had a few people, very close people to me, who know my situations and have seen me in my other transitions of my life and seasons in my life, but I've had conversations and they're kind of like, you know, Kiara, we don't know how you're so strong, how you're this strong, or Kiara, we you're literally glowing compared to the previous year. And it's such a blessing to hear that, because sometimes you kind of overlook yourself and you forget where God took you from. And I'm learning to embrace those moments. I'm learning to embrace all those seasons. And I was just sharing with someone how, you know, rather than rushing to get to a destination, enjoy the journey, enjoy the process, enjoy the pruning, enjoy God's hand in every single thing that we do. And that also ministered to me because it allowed me to also think about this podcast and how every single piece of it and every single part of it, every episode was a piece of my life. And just sharing and experiencing everything that I've been going through, but in a healthy, godly way. So I've just been so, so, so grateful, and I can't express that enough. And just feeling like, you know, God saw me in my situation, God saw me in my circumstances, and he still brought me through them. And he still, like, the joy that it brings me to even be sharing that, and even just like, it's just crazy, because a year ago, or like I said, 6 months ago, if I were to see myself, like 6 months ago, if I were to see this version of myself, I would not believe it, because sometimes it's just hard to see yourself flourishing outside of your situations. And God is just so good. God is so good. And I'm just so excited. Like, but let's get into it, because I could keep going. So like I said, this episode is when God says go. And like I've been sharing, you know, seasons changing, and it's been a privilege to also, like I said, you know, experience the hand of God in my life. But there comes a time when God tells you, now it's time. And there were many situations in the last couple of months that I could feel myself feeling a little discouraged, because it kind of felt like, you know, God, I see like the podcast is growing and I'm growing. I know that for sure. I'm very confident in that. I feel like I'm growing in ministry a little bit. And then with other areas of my life, I'm like, okay, like God, I know you're working. But when do you want me to step into something else? Or when do you want me to step into a new season? And I was like, as I was preparing for this episode, God reminded me of Jonah. And I want to read a little bit. My Bible already opened up because I was just going through it. But I didn't want to read the entire story. It is very short. If you do not know the book of Jonah, go read it, because there's actually a lot to take from this and digest. So I'm not going to get too deep into it. Although it's very short, there's so much that you can take from this. But I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, just give like a little summary of the story. So Jonah was a man, son of, I'm not even going to try. Sometimes there's some words in the Bible that I'm not even going to, let me go try. But God says to him, you know, I need you to get up and go to the great city of Nineveh, and announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are. So Jonah just decides not to, and he wants to be rebellious, basically, and he decides not to go to Nineveh, and he decides to buy a ticket, to go to Tarshish. Again, these words. But he decides to go, and he goes on a boat with some other men on this boat who worship other gods and things like that. And Jonah basically told them, you know, I'm a Hebrew man, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea of the land. And while he was on this boat, because his obedience, he wasn't walking in obedience, and he decided to do what he wanted to do and leave, and go to another city. The storms in the sea were kind of crazy, and it says that the sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them he was running away from the Lord. So they started to think, okay, this man is telling us that he worships God, but he is running from him, so make it make sense, kind of thing. And whatever, he decides to go. He's still on this boat. They all cry out to God, and they're asking him, you know, God, please do not let this man be the basically be the person who kills us. So Jonah ends up saying to throw him into the sea, and he ends up getting thrown into the water and gets swallowed. And God arranges for a fish to swallow Jonah. And a lot of the time people it's funny, because this story is kind of one of those stories that, like, if you don't serve the Lord, you're kind of like, what the heck, a fish eating a man, like, how is that even possible? But it happened. So this is the part that I want to get into, is Jonah's prayer, and then a little bit after it. So I'm going to read Jonah's prayer, which is Jonah chapter 2. It says, then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from inside the fish. He said, I cried out to the Lord in my great trouble, and he answered me. I called to you from the land of the dead, and the Lord, you heard me. You threw me into the ocean depths, and I sank down to the heart of the sea. The mighty waters engulfed me. I was buried beneath your wild and stormy waves. Then I said, O Lord, you have driven me from the presence, yet I will look once more toward your holy temple. So good. I sank beneath the waves, and the waters closed over me. Seaweed wrapped itself around my head. I sank down to the very roots of the mountains. I was imprisoned in the earth, whose gates lock shut forever. But you, O Lord my God, snatched me from the jaws of death. As my life was slipping away, I remembered the Lord, and my earnest prayer went out to you in your holy temple. Those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies, but I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone. Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out the beach. And he was actually in this fish for 3 days and three nights. But while I was reading this, and when God reminded me of Jonah, I was kind of like, you know, it's one of those stories that 90% of people know. If you went to Catholic school, you learned it. I guess like basic, quote unquote, basic story. Like, let's say it like that, right? So I was kind of like, God, Jonah? Like, okay. So I read it again. And again, like I said, there's so much you can get from this, although it's like four chapters. But as I was reading it, so many things are coming to my mind, and I'm such a picture person. So like, I need to picture it in my head. I'm a visual learner. So, I'm literally picturing Jonah leaving, getting a ticket, being thrown off this boat, swallowed by a fish, and making this prayer, and then being spit out, and then so on. And I was picturing him praying in a fish, right? But while he's praying, there 100% was fear. There was fear that, one, am I even going to make it out this alive? And to bring it to, you know, a relatable standpoint, I feel like a lot of the times we're in seasons that we kind of question God, and we're like, God, am I ever going to get out of this? Am I ever going to get out of this situation? But what you see in this part of the story in his prayer is that even in his situation and his circumstance, he still was able to turn to the Lord, even though knowing he was, even though he knew he was he disobeyed God, he still went to him in prayer. And a lot of the time we need to come to God in prayer, in surrender, and bring it literally to the feet of God. And like I've shared before, you know, God wants our honesty. God wants us to be real with him. And I've seen in my own life how sometimes I'm like, God, I don't even want to wake up today. I don't even want to pray today. I don't have the energy. It's a lot. You know, I feel like there's just a weight on me right now. And the way that I have personally gone to God in situations like that, I have also seen God's peace come out of it. And I, like I was saying, I was looking at this and reading it and just picturing it, and I could see that, like, 100% Jonah was in fear, because he's like, am I even gonna live? I mean, I deserve this, but am I gonna live? And in his prayer, just saying how, you know, he sank beneath the waves and the waters closed over him, and just seeing how he's talking about pretty much himself, but how God saved him, how God took him out of it, it's also kind of comforting. And I was reading this and I was like, this is sometimes how I feel, where my mind is just a mess. My situations are a mess. My life seems like it's a mess. But there's a grace that comes out of it. There's a grace that comes out of our God. And when he said, but I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone. No one can remove him from this fish but God. And although it says the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out onto the beach. And it kind of goes to show where, one, God is in control of every situation. Literally, he ordered a fish to spit this man out. He ordered the moon and the stars to worship him. He ordered, like, God has, it's God's word. It's God's word that ordains anything to be in obedience. And then it goes into Jonah goes to Nineveh. And it says, the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message I have given you. This time, Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. First of all, let's go back to where it says in chapter 1, verse 7, it says, now the Lord had arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights. And it took 3 days, 3 days to see it all, the entire city. On the day Jonah entered the city, he shouted to the crowds, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. The people of Nineveh believed God's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast to put on burlap and to show their sorrow. When the king of Nineveh heard what Jonah was saying, he stepped down from his throne and took off his royal robes. He dressed himself in burlap and sat on a heap of ashes. Then the king and his nobles sent this decree throughout the city. Throughout the city, no one, not even the animals from your herds and flocks, may eat or drink anything at all. People and animals alike must wear garments of mourning, and everyone must pray earnestly to God. They must turn from their evil ways and stop all their violence. Who can tell? Perhaps even yet, God will change his mind and hold back his fierce anger from destroying us. When God saw what they had done and how they had put a stop to their evil ways, he changed his mind and did not carry out the destruction he had threatened. Then it goes into chapter 4. It says, this change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. Didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? That is why I ran away to Tarshish. I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. You are eager to turn back from destroying people. Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen. The Lord replied, is it right for you to be angry about this? Then Jonah went out to the east side of the city and made a shelter to sit under as he waited to see what would happen to the city. And the Lord God arranged for a leafy plant to grow there. And soon it spread its broad leaves over Jonah's head, shading him from the sun. This eased his discomfort, and Jonah was very grateful for the plant, but God also arranged for a worm. The next morning at dawn, the worm ate through the stem of the plant so that it withered away. And as the sun grew hot, God arranged for a scorching east wind to blow on Jonah. The sun beat down on his head until he grew faint and wished to die. Death is certainly better than living like this, he exclaimed. Then God said, Jonah, is it right for you to be angry because the plant died? Yes, Jonah restored. Yes, Jonah replied, even angry enough to die. Then the Lord said, you feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city? And then ended there. Such a cliffhanger. Jonah is such a cliffhanger, okay? But this part, it says Jonah's, this part of the chapter is labeled Jonah's anger at the Lord's mercy. Jonah's anger at the Lord's mercy. First of all, why was Jonah mad? Why was he mad? He had no right to be upset at the fact that God decided to change his mind about the destruction that he had threatened on the people. And I love, like, the analogy that God was kind of giving him, because he was saying, you know, he gave him a plant to keep him away from the sun, but then God sent a worm to eat away at the plant. And then Jonah got upset that the plant was dead. And he asked him, do you really have a right to be upset? I'm the one who ordained for that plant to flourish. And I'm the one who ordained for that worm to come and eat the plant. Why would you be mad? Ugh. That kind of convicted me a little bit. Oh, just a little bit. Because a lot of the time we get upset when God makes, when God is making a decision, when God will bless you with something and could easily take it from you. And it's just like God will open doors for you but could easily close them. And a lot of the time we want to stay in a situation because, yes, God will bless you with a new season. God will open doors for you. God will do so much for you, right? But then when God starts removing you from something, or when God starts removing that something, you get upset because you are comfortable. God. Too good. So as I was reading Jonah, and I had never really like read the full entire story of Jonah because I knew it growing up as a kid. But as I read it again, I was like, oh my gosh. There's a lot here. And to tie this into the title and when God says go, going back to the beginning of the story, how Jonah was told to go to Nineveh. Jonah thought that him going to Nineveh was God using just him for the people. But what Jonah doesn't realize is that God was using him for the people and for the city. But Jonah still had to learn something. And sometimes I feel like we kind of forget as Christians that God is still going to use us through our failures. Absolutely. But we're not just messengers. We're also disciples. And we also need to learn. We also need to receive. And sometimes there's seasons where God is done in this season because he's like, I taught you what I needed to teach you and you received what I taught you. But now I'm taking you into another place because I need to show you more. Or sometimes it's, I brought you here because I needed you to, I brought you here because I needed you to love on these people. I brought you here because I needed you to show them the love of God, the unconditional love. But now I'm removing you because I need to now work in other areas of your life. That story, that chapter, done. Now we're stepping into a new chapter of your life. And oh my gosh, this is even like speaking so much to me, because now going into like a new season on the pod, it's kind of like the season two before was kind of like the preparation of things in more in-depth parts of my life, showing me about myself, teaching me about myself, learning my behaviors, my habits. Like, I was learning all of these things in this season, specifically also with the podcast season. But now God is taking me into a season where I'm now preparing for other things. And I don't want to share too much because, you know, God is still working. But I was talking to God a couple of days ago. We had youth service. And it was just crazy because the way that things happened during the service and how God just spoke to me so heavy. But I ended up, we had service, there's ministration, and I ended up praying over a younger female. She was 12, I believe. And we were asked to go into circles and pray for one another. But I ended up just going with her. And as I'm praying for her, the Lord just starts ministering to me. And it's just so crazy. But God just starts speaking and says, you know, this is the generation. This is the generation that I'm calling you for. This young generation is so hungry for Jesus, but I need you to prepare. I need you to get in my word. I need you to dive deeper into the word, because this is a heavy generation. And after I finished praying with her, I sat down and I literally started sobbing, because I was just like, wow, God, you know, when you think that God is done with you, when you think that your story's over, when you think that that's just it and it was just a little part of you, he is not finished. He is not finished. And he steps in ways that you least expect. You literally least expect. So as I was sitting there and I was just talking to God, I was just thanking him, and he just kept reminding me of something that he told me a year ago. And it was something that also came up in the last couple of months, like sporadically, which is, you know, God would just remind me of this. But the way that he was reminding me of it this time was just like, it hit a little deeper. But it made me realize that when God tells me it's time, I need to, obviously I want to, you know, bring things in prayer, but when God is saying it, when he's the one, he wrote your steps, when he's the one saying it's time to go, it's time to step into the season, it's time to leave, it is time to go. And for right now, you know, I feel at peace knowing that this is the next chapter of my life, and just allowing it to play out and just allowing God to walk with me in my every step. And now I'm just like, yo, I'm ready. Like, I am so ready for what God's gonna do in the next couple of months and the end of the year. Like, I cannot wait till the last episode of this year, because I just cannot wait for that. Because just seeing how my year, you know, I went into this year and how God is working now, it's just like, I want to go. I want it. I want God's will more than anything. I want God to take me where he wants me to take me. And I pray and I hope that you're receiving this as well, because I believe that all of us need to have that mindset and that mentality of, God, I'm going to follow you. Where you go, I will follow. Where you go, I will follow. And when you tell me to move, that I'm able to walk in obedience and move. And it's just been like, it's been amazing. And with, like I said, I had youth camp at the beginning of this month, after I had dropped the last episode. And that's a whole other thing. That's probably a whole other episode. But while I was there, God just kind of reminded me and reassured me. And this theme, the camp theme this year was titled Real Love, and the love of God, and how unconditionally loving he is. But I was worshiping Saturday night, and there was ministration at the end, and the Lord just starts speaking to me. And he used, it's very rare for God to use people to speak to me, but this time he did. And when I got prayed over, the things that I was, you know, that God was speaking to me, but through this person, there were things that I know this person would not know. And it was like a very reassuring and affirming. And it's funny because I was actually talking about this the other day, how we forget that God understands and knows our love language. And I am a words of affirmation girly, so I need to be reassured and affirmed and just reminded. And the way that God did that for me was like, could make me emotional right now. Hold on. The way that God did that for me was so special, because what he had said to me at camp was something that he said to me back in February when I went away on a trip. And God had used someone else at that time too, but it wasn't like God, you know, or like a prophetic word or anything like that. It was just, I see you, my daughter, I see you. And it was just so special. And I want, you know, I wanted to share this because I also want to remind you that you are 100% seen, and you are so loved. And God sees you in your suffering. God sees you in your time of need. So don't forget that. Do not forget that. But when a season in your life is now coming to an end, of course, bring it to God. That is the first person you should be talking to. But just remember that he sees the things that you do not see. He has heard things you have not heard. He's moving pieces that you can't move. And I believe that God is preparing this generation in such an insane way, because the love of God, there's a revival. Oh, there is a revival going on right now, and a lot of us are kind of unaware of it. But the hunger for God is just crazy, because I'm 22 and I love Jesus so much, so much. And it's something that I just want so many people to experience. This love is so different, and just hearing from God and being in tune with Him and being in the same like radio wave with God is just something different, because rather than, you know, coming to God for what you need and coming to God in when things are not good, you're actually now living in Christ, and you're living you're putting Him in all your situations of life. And it's not just I'm picking and choosing what I want God to be in, or picking and choosing what I want God's hand to be in. It's now God is in everything that I do. So every decision I make, every part of my life has to have God in the center of it. That was just like a little parenthesis. But with this episode, I just wanted to kind of, I guess, like give like a little reminder of when God is telling you to move, it's time to move. And you see in the story with Jonah how, you know, his disobedience played a huge role in his story, but God doesn't allow you to stay there. And that's the beauty about God, and how, why I love God so much, is because He's so forgiving. He's so compassionate. His mercies are new every single morning. And He gives us the opportunity that even when we make a mistake, even when we mess up, He still wants to align us to His will. So a fish swallowed him. He went into prayer. And it's, I've shared this before, but you know, it's like that, like when people ask, oh, what do you do, while you're waiting? What do you do while you're waiting for God? And I've said this before, but we worship in the hallway. That when that door hasn't opened up, we're still worshiping. And it's like Jonah, he was in this fish, and he was still worshiping God, and he still took his time to pray. And sometimes we just need to do that. We just need to go to God and have conversations with Him. And I've shared this before, but do not make your prayers complicated. Because I think that there's kind of this like perception of prayer of, you know, I have to come to God and be on my knees. And dude, I literally talk to God while I'm in the car. I talk to God while I'm in the shower. I talk to God while I'm making food. Like, He just wants to hear your voice. He just wants to hear you and see, because I've said this, it's progress over perfection. God is looking at your progress. He's looking at your desire. He's looking at the wants in you. Do you want it bad enough? Do you want me bad enough? He's not looking for you to be perfect and for you to have this whole script of, you know, coming to Him with a fabricated prayer. He just wants to hear you. And we saw that Jonah ends up being spit out by this fish, and then God still sends him to Nineveh. God could have easily been like, nah, you know, you didn't want to obey me. I'm just going to keep you here and that's it. But God still sent him. And it goes to show how much God still uses us through our failures. And then Him leaving and going. And then telling the people. But then the people basically repented. And then God changes His mind. And Jonah's kind of like, so you sent me here for nothing. But it wasn't for nothing, because the people were still saved. It just didn't go the way He wanted it to go. So understand that when we think that we know things, we actually don't. We do not understand. We cannot fully comprehend and understand the decisions God makes. But later on down the line, when we start to see why God had to do that, why God had to do it, then we understand that above all things, it's because He loves us. And knowing that, understanding that, taking that in really kind of shifted my perspective on the love of God, because, you know, I was sharing this with someone how human nature, we're so accustomed and we're so used to having conditional love, because this world gives us conditional love. If you don't do this, I won't do this. And if I'm gonna match your energy type of mentality, actually. And it's also not healthy. It's also not good. Obviously, you want to guard your heart and things. But realizing that the love of God is unconditional, without conditions, without restraints, it changes your view on the Word of God. And my dad actually preached this past Sunday about past Friday, about aligning to the love of God, to His love. And free promotion right now, go watch that. It is up on the YouTube. I'll probably link it, actually, because it's really, really good. Little free promo to my church. So go listen to that for sure. But aligning to the love of God, just, it's a whole different thing. So go listen to that, because that's a whole other sermon. But yeah, I just want to close this one out in prayer. And this is so bittersweet. Like, I feel like I'm leaving forever and I'm not. But I just want to thank everyone who has supported me in the last couple of months, who has also just also poured into me. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love everyone so much. I don't even know you, but I love you. So I just want to pray this one out. We can all bow our heads where we're at. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that you've done in the last year, God. Thank you for giving me the ability to just be a vessel. God, this podcast is yours and it's not mine. It's your will, not my will. And when you say go, when you say step into a new season, Father, that we are just obedient to that, that we submit ourselves to you, and that we walk in that obedience. Lord God, your will is better than ours. Your plans are better than our plans. And we understand and we know that you are a God of love. And God, everything that you do, it is to align us to that will, but also to protect us from what you do not want happening to us, God. So God, just give us the ability, give us the discernment to hear you in every situation, every circumstance, God, that we're able to hear you and know you on a deeper level, that it's not about us anymore, it's about you. We die to ourselves and we come to surrender and we just sit in your presence and we rest at your feet, God. Thank you for what you're doing in this new season. And I pray over anyone that is listening, God, and you are taking them into a new season. You are taking them into a new chapter. But God, that you bless them in this walk, that you walk with them. God, we know that you do not leave us. You stand beside us. You have not left us. You do not forsake us. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for opening doors and closing them. And we continue to worship you in the waiting. We continue to worship you in the hallway. We continue to worship you in every circumstance, God. So God, take us where you want to take us. Take us to a deeper level. Take us to a new heights. Lord God, I just thank you for what you've done in my life. I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of those who are listening. And God, that they just continue to submit to you. Because we know and we understand that your will is greater than ours. So we love you. We love you, God. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, the next episode is going to be season 3. Season 3. And I'll be talking a little bit about... I might dabble a little bit from this episode in that one, because there were some things that I was talking about that I want to bring up. But, yeah, stay tuned, because season 3 is about to... I'm so excited for this one, actually. So, this is... Change is good. Change is really good. Change is great. And there's so much that I know God has in store for you, has in store for me, has in store for this episode, or this podcast, has in store for all of us. So, stay tuned to that. And if you feel called to tithe into this ministry, I would greatly appreciate it. The link is in my bio, somewhere on my pages. And if not, your prayers are deeply appreciated and still very needed. Please pray for me. Pray for me in this season of my life, but also for this podcast to just continue to grow and grow in the Word and grow in God and just be a vessel. So, I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys next time this season has come to an end. I love y'all.